June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy. Hour two, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan, and it's a Rangers night off, so we have a full 5 hours to discuss today's sports world with you, including the latest Mavericks edition, Cooper Flag. And for more context and perspective on that, we go to Joel Berry from the ACC Network here on The Fan. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we are. It's very exciting. Cooper Flag coming aboard. I guess I'll just hit you with this. We're wondering if Cooper Flag pushes the Mavericks to be the best team on paper in pro basketball when Kyrie Irving comes back. What would you think about that?
I mean, I wouldn't fault you for having that assumption with the talent that they have around him. You really don't see number one picks walk into a environment like that where they have those type of veterans. And not just veterans that have, you know, had okay careers. These are guys that have won championships, that have played on the most elite teams that we have been watching for the last decade. And so these guys are still producing. So I think that having a talent like Cooper Flagg come in can really raise this team. And it's crazy to say that again, like I said, with the vets they have, but he has the potential and the skill, the ability to be able to do that and not only just show up, but actually make an impact for the Mavericks.
For someone as yourself that was an NCAA champion at North Carolina, I know it's got to be tough to sing the praises of a Dookie, but what stood out to you when you were watching Cooper Flag in the ACC and dominate at such a young age?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you just to put it in perspective, he should be entering college basketball this year. And it's just crazy to see what he has done as he has streamlined to the NBA now. I think that for him, the talent is just off the charts. And you talk about a guy that literally led his team in every single major category. That is really difficult to do. And that just shows the impact that he has on the game and how it's hard for teams to be able to scout him, because if he's competing at the way that he competes, but he's also filling up the stat sheet in different ways, it's just really hard to scout a guy like that. The first thing I saw or my thought about him was that he's a basketball player. He plays the game where he impacts every single aspect of the game. I think that's why he is going to fit right in, because if he's not scoring the ball, he can still impact the game in so many different ways. And that's what truly makes him special.
Hey, Joel, you're known for your breakdowns and your work. How do you stop a guy like Cooper Flagg? How do you defend him?
I think physicality is the one thing. I mean, you see his frame. So I think, you know, you can say, hey, try to get physical with him. It's hard to really do that in the NBA because, you know, that's a way of it's a skill to be able to draw fouls. Sure. And so it's really hard to do that. I think you just keep bodies around him. You know, I'd look at like a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is like very hard to guard one-on-one. And what the Pacers did, you know, with sending an extra body at him kind of disrupted his game a little bit. So I think that's, you know, maybe two ways you can impact him is being physical, trying to defend early, but also just keep bodies around him. But as we know, it's hard to do that in the NBA because there's so much space. And that's why it's going to be so difficult to guard him, because if you try to play him one-on-one straight up, he has the ability not only to be able to get around you, but he can finish at the rim. Mm. And then you talk about a guy that can see over the defense and deliver a pass. I mean, just think about him and Anthony Davis in a pick and roll situation. Right. How do you guard that with a Klay Thompson sitting in the corner? Yeah. It's going to be very hard for teams to guard them, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, so you're saying that his game, what we've seen in the NCAA, it's going to translate even better in the NBA just because of the way the game is played, the style of the way the team's playing.
Yeah, no, it will. I mean, like, I see Jokic sometimes catch the ball at the free throw line,
right?
You know, on the corner, and they basically ISO him. And so in a situation like that, as a defense, what are you going to do? I mean, I've seen he did that quite a bit at Duke, where they just kind of let him have his island, if you will, and said, hey, defense, you have to react to this. If you don't, he's going to go get a bucket. So I see the same thing. It's like you can't help, because we know in the NBA they make shots. So what are you going to do if he catches the ball at the elbow and he's able to do whatever he wants to do, and he has that ability to blow past you and finish at the rim.
It's Joel Berry with us, of course, the 2017 NCAA national champion and Final Four most outstanding player, now with the ACC Network. Joel, how much has the game changed just since you were there 8 years ago? And how tough is it to make that jump here at 18 years old, dominating as a freshman, to now playing against 25, 26-year-old men who've been in the league for a while?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I see now, you look at the lineups and I'm checking out all the heights and stuff, and it's like, I don't even see a guy, I'm 6 foot, I don't even see a guy running out of the starting lineup that's even near 6 feet. Yeah. So it's just like the game has gotten, you know, guys are a lot bigger. You know, I say there's a lot of space, but, you know, you got guys now that point guards, look at SGA, he's 6'6", you know, guys that are 6'4", 6'5", that can that are very physical. You know, I just think that's the biggest adjustment is the physicality, but also the pace of the game has really picked up too, with quick actions, you know, not running through an offense. It's really quick hitters to be able to take advantage of the size, the length, the speed. And now, like, you know, you look at Cooper Flagg, this is a 6'8", 6'9" guy that can handle like a guard. And you just, I don't remember seeing that much in my day. And now it's like, that's what you see all across basketball, are these lanky guys that can handle the ball like a 6 foot guard. And it's just really hard to guard. But I think, you know, one for Cooper Flagg, I just think the physicality piece will be a little bit different, but it's hard to say that when we all know what he did at USA basketball. So, right. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he adjusts.
Hey, Joel, that's, you know, you brought that up about the ball handling and stuff. And I think the questions we have because of Kyrie's injuries, mm-hmm. how much do you see him like as a two? Is that, you live with this guy. You watch him play every night. You know this guy. How do you see him as a ball handler potentially being that for the Mavs?
Yeah, I mean, you see it now where there are, you know, the bigger guys are bringing the ball up the floor and initiating offense. You know, Cooper Flagg can do that, especially with, you know, the defensive pressure in the backcourt isn't there enough to be worried about him being pressured. So I think he's a guy that you can allow Kyrie Irving to play off the ball a little bit and have Cooper Flagg initiating the offense. I could definitely see that happening. And that's a luxury that the Mavs have now, with being able to have not only a guy that can just handle the ball and create one-on-one, but you have a guy, like I said, that can come off a pick and roll and be able to make a play. I mean, him and Kamen Malawach did that quite a bit at Duke. Mm-hmm. So now you have a lot more talent around you that can come off, and he can come off, and I mean, he has his choice. So, like I said, I see him as like a Jokic that's just a lot more mobile, and can, you know, be able to deliver the ball on point or be able to score and finish at the rim over guys.
Joel Berry with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So covering the ACC, we're in the NIL era. How is that now covering the sport? And do you think that this can benefit college basketball with players now maybe staying multiple years instead of, you know, the one-and-done era that we just experienced?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see how it'll play out now, especially with the whole house settlement now being in play, and which will generate more money for guys. So it makes you think, is this a route where, you know, the one and dones that we've seen, will they, you know, can actually look at staying in college, you know, maybe an extra year? It'll be interesting to see. I don't know. We don't have the answers, but I think that's something that you could potentially see. But from a different perspective is like Cooper Flagg. I think this is such a great avenue for one and dones, because now this guy has handled all the off-court stuff that's an adjustment for a lot of guys that are going into the NBA. This is a guy that had, you know, dealing with brands, handling the money aspect piece, doing all these different things that are pulling your attention away from what you're actually there to do. And he did that at Duke. Now he's going into the league, and it's like it's not a you know, it's not just an eye opener for him. It's like, I've been dealing with this. So you look at it from one side of the spectrum where guys might take a look at, instead of I come back and take the guaranteed money instead of making that jump. But when you do have guys that are now going into the league, they're able to understand how to deal with all the other things outside of basketball.
Do you think it's possible that the economy of college hoop grows so much that the universities can get alumni to pay a guy more than he would make in the NBA the following year if he stayed?
I mean, looking at Cooper Flagg's contract, I mean, I don't know if the money will be able to get up to that point. But you just never know. I mean, I think all possibilities are on the table. And as we continue to move forward in this formation of this new college world, where it's outside of NIL now. This is actually guys sharing revenue, just like you do in the NBA. You share the revenue with the players. This is what it's turning into. So the possibilities of these guys potentially making money like that in the college level, I mean, years down the road, I could probably see that happening. So it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out, especially with that added piece of the revenue sharing.
ACC Network's Joel Berry with us here on The Fan, a Tar Heel legend. What about the narrative that Flagg carried Duke? I saw some other top 10 picks there last night.
Yeah, I mean, you think about a guy that had all the hype coming into college, and, you know, that takes away the attention from all the other players, and rightfully so. I mean, he did a lot. Like I said, he led his team in every single category, in every single major category. So rightfully so, he took all the attention. But I don't – you know, it's hard to say that he carried his team, because look at what they were able to do in the ACC tournament. Cooper Flagg goes out, and they're still able to win the ACC tournament. And I know all the things about the ACC being down. Hey, look, at the end of the day, it's basketball, and you still have to step out on the floor and play the game. And look at what Con Knipple was able to do. He stepped into a new role and really impacted that team, and so did Malawach. So I see why people are saying he carried the team, but it's because he had all the hype and he backed it up. But he had a lot of other talent that kind of helped him be able to be the player that everyone thought that he would be. Example, you know, if Con Knipple's not out on the court, how do you space the floor? If Tyrese Parker isn't there, how do you space the floor to be able to get Cooper Flagg to operate? So I don't think he carried the team, but he did a lot for the team. But there was a lot of talent around him.
Hey, Joel, as a North Carolina man, how excited are you for your football team and Bill Belichick? Got things buzzing in Chapel Hill?
Oh, Chapel Hill is going crazy. I think everyone's just ready for the football season to be here to see what he can do.
Sure.
And I just think having a guy like him in Chapel Hill has really helped the brand. Now, to say that he helped North Carolina's brand is pretty crazy, but I just think he's brought a type of aura and excitement to football, because you see the basketball piece, but to have basketball paired with football and to be good at both sports is something that Carolina wants. And you can tell the school has been wanting the football piece to be there, and Bill Belichick brings that. So I think everybody's ready to get it going. I think they're tired of hearing about his girlfriend. I think they're ready to see what's going on and what can happen on the field, which I'm excited about that too.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this kind of like having Dean Smith back on campus? Something like that?
In a different way. I don't think they've had, I don't think they've had a coach with this much talent, or not talent, but with this much. I mean, he's bringing all of his Super Bowl and what he's done in the NFL. I don't think they've never had this at the head of football.
Sure.
So I think this is something new, and that's not disrespecting all the other coaches that have coached at Carolina. I mean, they've had some great coaches, but I'm talking about bringing the standard, bringing the status of being able to see what a guy has done on the NFL level, and now bringing that to college football. They just haven't seen that, because a lot of coaches, once they coach NFL, they don't want to come down and mess with the college football.
Yeah.
So I just think they've never seen this before, and I think that's part of the excitement.
Joel, good do you think SMU can be moving forward? They had pretty good success coming into the ACC, but we were talking about that yesterday because they're just down the road from us here in Dallas. Just how good can the Ponies become?
I think they were good last year. The way that they played last year coming into the league I was very impressed. And I think if Boopie Miller didn't get hurt in that stretch, I think the season would have looked a lot different for them. And it's one of those things that you've got to kind of balance now is in that non-conference. It's like, all right, you got to have a hard schedule, but you also don't want to drop those games and now your net's down and it impacts you at the end of the year.
Right.
And I just think it kind of hurt them a little bit with not having as tough of a non-conference. But for what they've done from coming into a league that is historically known for basketball and producing really good talent and having really good teams, and for them to be at the top in the top five for, majority of the season, I think that's very impressive for the school and seeing what they've already been able to do in just 1 year. And then look at football. Football, you come right in and you're in the ACC championship. I just think that speaks volumes for what they've already done, and I look forward to what they can do moving forward. Especially with the piece of, I think one thing we know, y'all are in Texas. They bring the money, and I just think that piece of it and what they've been able to do around. Okay, how can we fund to be able to get the best talent and keep it there in Texas? I think the sky's the limit for SMU.
Terrific stuff, Joel. Congrats on your success on and off the court, and we'll enjoy your work real soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Salute. There he goes, Joel Berry. I think two-time All-Final Four team, one-time champion, freaking legend down there at UNC, couple of years in the G League, then a year in Turkey, and now working with the ACC Network. I mean, he was so good. I think he was 6'5". Right now, he would be an all-star.
Sure.
He would be crushing because he was that good and a great team player there for those great Tar Heel teams. Okay, when we come back, it's time to hit the C-note, Cowboys news of the evening on the other side as we inch closer. I think, is it 70 days today? Until Cowboys Eagles. 70
That's
days.
Amazing.
We got 10 weeks, and we're back to talk about it here in the GBAC Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Caitlin Clark, I guess it is load management. Wolchick, you were dead balls on. Don't want to risk injury on a back-to-back. Walt, our buddy, who is on that beat for the WNBA, is at all those games and works the locker room and stuff, had the great question for Paige Beckers at her presser. He just texted me that, says she's still on schedule to be at shoot-around tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a sold-out crowd tomorrow night at the AAC.
I was feeling bad for those folks.
Yeah, I have some appetite for this as well. Like, could Paige Beckers actually end up being better than Caitlin Clark? I think that's fascinating, and I'm ready to dig in and see the first matchup tomorrow. I guess she was faster than Clark by one game, first to 200 points or whatever it is. So
yeah.
I think she has she's more efficient scorer, and
have a better all around game.
Yeah. Okay, C note time. Cowboys news of the evening here in the nation. Full training camp kicks off July 20th in Oxnard. Be padded up a couple of days later. So I guess we got the schedule yesterday. Brian gave it to us like last week or something, but it got published.
Yeah, it did.
So that's cool. And you're going to be out there for what? A lot of it. First week starting.
Yeah. I'm going to be there the 21st through the 2nd.
Okay.
So I'll be there. I'm coming home with you guys on the 2nd.
Yeah.
Right on.
Be a blast, man.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you guys think about the George Pickens story? Backed out on an agreement to do his football camp. His name is on the camp at Pittsburgh. Apparently, after he was traded, they reached out and he said, "I'll still be there." But you know, this week it's time for the camp, and George is ghosting him.
Well, I believe he's doing the retreat with Dak.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be.
And the other players. So I'm hoping that would be the reason if he didn't give another one. And it's just he's with Dak and CD and the rest of the group over there, just putting in some work ahead of training camp. If that were the case, then I have no problem with it. I mean, it'd be nice to be at your camp that your name's at, but I mean, maybe his focus is on, hey, I just want to get things right with the Cowboys and with my new teammates.
I don't think there's any malice here. I think maybe there was probably some scheduling problem, misunderstanding. Sure. Like, okay, wait a minute, my camp was in, but I've got a team function I have to be, or not a team, but a teammate function that I need to be at. So I don't think he's do anything to try and, you know, turn his back on some kids.
I think the organizers did put out a pretty damning press release about him.
Okay.
I think so. Maybe he just didn't communicate that I'm not going to be there now that I have a new home and, you know, this Dak retreat where all the offensive guys get together and bond is, you know, perhaps more important than an obligation that I had before I got traded.
Do we have the statement? What they said?
Was
it like George knew well in advance that this was the date? And
we've been trying to
get a hold of him. And we had not got a hold of George.
We gave him a deposit already.
We paid him.
Oh, did he get paid?
No, I'm just saying that's what usually happens in promoting.
Okay.
I give the deposit up front.
I thought this might be a thing.
My guy dips.
Yeah.
Then I'm holding the bag.
Yeah. My internet's choosing a really interesting time. I had this story up from TJ Hushmanzada explaining what he believes Pickens thinks about this situation. He says, I don't know if you know George. I've been around him a little bit. He just doesn't give a damn.
Okay.
His representatives were like, hey, you need to do this. And he was probably like, I'm not doing it. I don't care. I'm not doing it. I don't care what you say. I'm not doing this.
Okay.
He says, I think it's unfortunate because he's probably going to take a hit in his reputation. I don't think he gives a damn, but those kids, that's part of it. And they are just going to be disappointed.
Okay, well, I wanted to believe the other half of it. So, obviously, TJ Hushmanzada knows him better than I do.
Oh, yeah.
And so, if that's the case, then, you know, that's unfortunate right there.
I think it's just a maturity thing, and I probably go with what Hushmanzada said. In this situation where something comes up, I don't think anybody would have blamed him for getting in there and saying, I would really want to be at this camp, and I'm sorry, but I'm with a new team, and they have this annual retreat that happens to be on those dates.
I see how players react when it comes to kids. For, like, media and others, they don't give a damn. That they don't give a damn on. But for, like, kids, that's usually a different story. So that's surprising to me.
It's a bummer. So the camp, I guess, was sold out. It was going to take place at Highmark Stadium there in Pittsburgh. And the statement from the organization, True Edge, said our team at True Edge was fully prepared to host a camp this Saturday because we were led to believe George would follow through on his commitment.
Okay.
His sudden decision to back out not only reflects a disappointing lack of accountability, but also shows a disregard for the families and children who were excited to meet him. We are incredibly disappointed by his actions, and his actions do not express the goals or motives of True Edge Sports. And I guess Pat Freiermuth, current Steelers tight end, is going to appear in his place.
Okay.
Yeah, so obviously they have a bunch of ticked off fans now. Because as you were mentioning, the parents and the kids are like, wait a minute, Pickens isn't going to be there? We're getting the tight end? That's a little bit different. I mean, Pickens is one of the most popular players on NFL TikTok and NFL YouTube and stuff because of his highlights. And I think it's just one of those unfortunate timing type of things. And I don't know, are they grandstanding? Is that doing too much? I guess they have their reasons for doing what they're doing.
They feel like that they got slighted on this deal, so they're doing what they need to do. Maybe I could say I probably, this is one of those things where they told George, hey, listen, this is the date. Okay, I'm in. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then when it comes down to the time, like 2-3 days before, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. No.
What would you do if you're Pickens and you get here and it's like, I think I'd call and say, can we do it another day?
I've got to tell Dak, hey, I have this thing, this camp. I have to be there at least for half the day. I have to show my face and tell people, hey, I got to do this thing with Dak. I got this new squad. I'm trying to build with these guys.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Bounce. I mean, yeah.
You got to split yourself. You got to do both.
Yeah, I think if you showed up for like half the day, these guys have enough money and the access to private planes that they could have a plane there waiting when it's done, get him on the plane and get him to wherever Dak's event is. I think that's something.
Where did Dak go last year? Was this an island? Was it a Caribbean island?
He always takes the offensive linemen like they went to Vegas 1 year, and then I think they did fishing another.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. Fishing. Yeah.
But, I mean, you're at most 5-6 hour flight away from getting back to Pittsburgh.
I would go for half a day like Lucius said. That's a good plan.
I think it's just the first tiny hiccup in a journey that's going to have some bumps in the road, and I think you just, you go into it knowing that George Pickens is going to have some of these, and I just wouldn't want to make too big of a deal out of it. Obviously, he's got to deal with that on a personal level. It's a shot to his reputation. But I just think you got to buckle up for some bumps along the road and realize that while these things come up and they're embarrassing for him, I don't think they take away from the team. I also think he's really ticked off how things ended in Pittsburgh last year. I do think he kind of gave up on him. If you look at like the last, I think it was 4 games. He had 7 catches and a couple of horrible drops.
Yeah.
I think he just wants nothing to do with Pittsburgh anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, Warren Sharp has posted some more stats, total offensive penalty yards last year. And the Cowboys, here they are, they're 5th. Where are you with this team and discipline and penalties? I know it's been a big problem under Mike McCarthy. Can we expect good things in the penalty and discipline department here moving forward, or is it too much fun under Shoddy to get some of that?
I feel like the Cowboys are always a team that we're dealing with penalties.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's coaching,
right?
Coaching that outfit. And McCarthy would stand up there and say, yeah, we got to do something about the penalties, and then they'd never do anything about the penalties. So, yeah, this is something that just is – it's the type of players you have, and, you could talk about coaching penalties. I think you could also talk about making your players aware of, you know, like we with the referees every week. Hey, no, listen, we're going to get officials this week that are going to call this. You know, make it known. If you're lining up on the outside, don't be too deep.
And he's good at that in Green Bay.
Yeah, but he was, I mean, if that's, if you know, he talked about it every week, every press conference, with the penalties or penalties and turnovers, penalty and turnovers, penalty and turnovers. He always talked about that. And they just never really got better on that.
The question of the day from DallasCowboys.com. Your guy, Nick Eatman, doing a good job cranking
question
this content.
Question number 19. Question,
this is 18.
Question 18. Go ahead, Nick.
By the way, got a copy of Nick Eatman's book.
Which book?
Could talk or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
The question is, what is the most important game in the schedule?
Well, the next game, obviously.
I think the first.
That's the Eagles game.
I think it's the first. I think they've got to find a way. You can't just go out there and get rolled by the Eagles right off the jump.
I mean, you lost by 25 and 35 last year, right?
Yeah, you cannot go out there. Any thought of going, you win that game, now you're buying yourself some goodwill. You know, that you can't turn around the next week and lay an egg against the Giants, but you go out there and you don't show up, people are going to remind them that they have a ping pong table in their locker room. People are going to remind them that they got a happy head coach that loves everybody.
Yeah.
You know, everything that he's built up in this offseason to this job and ramping it up, he better damn make sure that team's ready to play football.
It's got to be close. You know, I think Saquon can't go for 150 yards. You know, there are just some things about that game that I think could really go to giving us confidence. And it's consensus in this room. I mean, yeah, week one, that is huge. Are the Eagles still a superpower?
Yeah, well, it's huge for a coach that is like his first time out.
Yeah.
You know, don't go out there and just look totally unprepared.
Yeah, it sets the tone for the rest of the season. Yeah. It really does.
Okay, we got to run. Krusty's Corner is coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some guys that I want to talk about. Maybe these guys are going to play better. We'll see. Talk about that.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner with the Bronis. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Tim Cato's coming up at 4. What are the Mavs going to do next? Here's the King.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Looking forward to talking to Tim Cato.
He's the best, man. We love Tim.
I talked to him the other day.
He's our guy.
He and I had a Mavs discussion.
Good Mavs talk?
Yeah, good Mavs talk.
Yeah.
He's kind of my guy I call up and ask some questions about.
You go tip for tip?
Yeah, he was like I had sources, you know. I'm like a map source
just guy. Trading information.
I was just trading information with him.
And it's awesome.
He's like, I didn't know that. I'm like, well, you said stuff I didn't know either. So good for you. But looking forward to having Tim on at 4 o'clock today. That'll be a lot of fun. We're getting ready for training camp. And, you know, always kind of hunting content, especially Cowboys content as we get closer. I mean, we've got Love of the Star. I think Zach and I got one of those going off tomorrow as well. We're going to probably handle that. Probably take some fan questions.
That love the fan great. Questions. Love the mailbag questions are the best.
Really love that. So all that. But anyway, but I was doing some work and I'm just always trying to find different angles. And I know we talk about guys that we think, oh, maybe what about this guy? What if this guy falls apart? Mm-hmm. What if this guy doesn't deliver? What if this guy? So you kind of play those what ifs.
Sure.
Flip it around the other way. And I'm not talking necessarily about, like I say, okay, tell me the guy. Mm-hmm. And I got a list of guys. Tell me the guy or two or three that you feel like, listen, we're not really talking about it, but he's going to have a good year. He's going to show up. We get to Oxnard and we're watching the one-on-one drills and the 9-on-7s and some of the preseason games. And maybe the guy's not a starter, but he's going to be a guy that, like, watch this. And I'm going to start this thing off. I think Awesome Richards is going to have a damn good year. And I'll say this. I think Awesome Richards, Dawson, is going to push for the left tackle spot.
Wow.
At starter at left tackle.
I love it.
That's the strongest thing I've heard about Awesome. And I've heard a lot about him in the last couple weeks.
And you know what? The thing about him, have we talked about him much?
You haven't, no. No,
see, that's what I'm saying. But
he's getting buzz.
See, that's what I think that maybe we might be sleeping on Austin or Awesome Richards.
Awesome Richards.
Yeah.
He looked good in all his reps last year.
Yeah.
The problem, I mean, he had that ankle, unfortunately. But I thought when he had his opportunities, he played really, really well. I was impressed. I know, like we've heard, maybe he would prefer to play guard than tackle, but his tackle tape was good coming out of North Carolina. We were pretty excited about that pick. And he played well in place of Tyler Guyton last year at left tackle.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that there is going to be, and I think the Cowboys are going to allow this.
They'll actually say, hey, fight for the job?
I think they're going to allow a competition for this job.
That's awesome.
If Tyler Guyton goes out there and doesn't do the job, mm-hmm. and Awesome Richards is better at it, I'm feeling like these line coaches, these two new line coaches you have, are going to convince the head coach, we need to go with this guy. We need to find a way. And I think Awesome Richards is in the perfect part of his career right now where he's kind of figured some things out. He kind of knows how what he has to do to maybe get ready on a weekly basis. I think he's ready to be that guy.
You get a coaching change to push out.
Yes.
Guyton sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if Mike Solari was really a huge Guyton fan. I think people in the scouting department were probably a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But Awesome Richards he's played guard. He's played tackle.
Yep.
He's shown plays where he's been really good at either one.
It looked like he got stronger last year.
I think we're going to sit there in Oxnard and we're going to be watching those practices and we're going to go, that's a good rep. That's another good rep. Oh, they ran the ball outside right there. Oh, that was Awesome Richards on the block. I think there's going to be a legitimate competition at left tackle.
I love that. I think that'd be awesome. Make him earn it, man.
So sometimes they take the long road like Doug Free.
Yeah. Sure. I think this
year three.
When they're looking for, not that Guyton's not an athletic guy, but I think they're going to, if Guyton doesn't show the ability to be able to secure edge, left side edge, or pass set and have some power out there, you know, and kind of sit down and not get compressed. And all of a sudden, you know, Awesome Richards is kind of doing the job, keeping the guy wide, and they're able to run the ball a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised. I think there's a legitimate shot for him. I really, really do.
Well, that's great because they need options at left tackle. We can be optimistic that Guyton's fixed his body and is going to take it more serious, and all signs are pointing in the right direction. But this gives you two shots at a decent player.
All right, my next guy. Mm-hmm. I think Peyton Turner's going to surprise some people this year.
Okay.
And I say Peyton Turner because, Dawson, you're telling me, man, they got a logjam at edge rusher here. They got a logjam. I'm not thinking as Peyton Turner as my edge rusher. I'm not putting him in there with Sam Williams and Fowler and Micah and everybody else that's going to come, Ezeraku, that's come screaming off that edge. Dallas is going to have to figure out whether it's Marshawn Nealon, somebody's going to have to replace Tank Lawrence over there at left end.
Setting that edge.
Somebody is going to, these teams that are right-handed running the football, somebody is going to have to be able to man that left edge. I think I saw things in Peyton Turner with the Saints. He is not a bendy rush the passer guy.
No, but he's a big body.
He's a big body. He's long, and he's able to hold the point of attack. And I think to me, don't look at him as like, well, they've got a lot of these. No. I think he was brought here to give them some strength on the left side. I think they're looking We talk about how they drafted Marshawn Nealon to be the Tank replacement.
Yeah.
But they really didn't. They worked him on the right side a lot.
Well, I kind of like the option of maybe having them both out there together at end. Yeah. And now you feel better about being able to set the edge and run defense. Because you're right. He's got 5 sacks in 4 years. Him getting after the quarterback ain't his strength.
No. Don't look at him. When we start to talk about him at camp, it's like, the 9-on-7 period, the run period, the inside period. Wow, that's a nice job of holding it up. Oh, they got that thing stuffed. Yeah. Oh, that was Peyton Turner over there. You know, I kind of feel like that he has a different they have a different plan for him, and not to be a bendy edge rusher, man, but be a point of attack. Let's be stronger when teams are trying to run the ball on the edge off their right side.
Agreed, yeah.
Okay. So you like that one?
I like that one a lot.
My next one. I think Jonathan Mingo is going to have a really nice year for it, because I'll tell you why. I think by adding Pickens, it's kind of clicked everybody down in responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jonathan Mingo has shown that he has more toughness. And here's a guy that could have pouted last year. You know, didn't get the ball, maybe, you know, was getting traded, not a good scene. Oh, now he's not, Dak's not throwing the ball. He's having to come in. I didn't see this guy pout. I didn't see this guy give up in games when he played. I saw a guy that showed presence on the edge when they asked him to do some of the dirty work stuff.
He's good at it.
I think this guy is more willing to do things to be on the field than even Tolbert and some of the others. I think with... You talk about with Flournoy, Brooks, these other guys. I think Mingo is toughness and his willingness to do the dirty things. But also, I think with Dak throwing him the football and him not having to be pressured to maybe be the second wide receiver here, he could be the third wide receiver.
You're going to get a better cornerback matchup like that. I'm hopeful because of what you talk about with his size and his ability to be physical. They need that element in their game.
He's definitely a good blocker. There's no question. And he's a much better blocker than Tolbert. I mean, that's night and day difference.
See,
right there.
This is where I just see a guy, like I said, he's got the size that you like, the ideal. But see, now the pressure really, really isn't on him. It's really not on Tolbert or any of those other guys, because they don't have to be the two.
So you're playing Mingo on the outside, Lamb on the inside in 11?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
He's a bigger body guy.
He's a bigger body guy because it keeps the threat of the ability to run the ball if you want to play condensed formation and stuff like that.
Yeah, like the crack toss.
That stuff on the edge. He could do that. Plus, you could throw the slants to him and things. He just needed a better quarterback throwing him the ball. And I think with Dak, I think we're going to get to Oxnard and we're going to see why they liked this guy.
I hope so.
People are saying, well, Carolina said the same damn thing, Brian, about him. I just don't think that the quarterback situation in Carolina was conducive to anybody getting any kind of growth.
No, the ball, you never knew where it was going to go.
He never knew.
When we saw the targets for him, he had no shot.
He had no shot at all.
He really didn't. It was unfair.
So you think Dak puts him in a position where he can produce, like, what, 50 or 60 catches? 700, 800 yards?
Man, I don't know if it's going to be that many, but I will say this. I will say that it's going to his – the way that he contributes is going to be better – then maybe, and last year, you know, Tolbert had a lot of touchdowns, but he had some games where, he wasn't a factor. Sure. I think this guy is going to be a factor every week they play, whether it's catching the ball or being on the edge in the running game. That's where I think this guy is going to be a guy that they're going to want to keep on the field.
Good stuff, Brian. Anything else?
Yeah. Just one more player.
Let's get one more
real quick guy.
Dak.
I think Kenneth Murray.
Oh, okay. Hey, man.
I think Kenneth Murray is going to be the guy that if you look at what happened at Tennessee, I think scheme bad.
Yep.
If you look at the Pro Football Focus ratings for the Tennessee linebackers, every one of them were down. Every one of them are down. I think that was a scheme related thing. I think Kenneth Murray, he's shown the ability to play downhill. I think he's going to thrive in the way that Matt Eberflus uses him.
I've been very bullish on his opportunities as well. I am very excited about him.
Those are my guys. Appreciate it there, Dawson.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're heading to the third hour. Tim Cato of All City's going to join us and talk Mavs with you here. It's the G-Bag Nation and The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or mensteeclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.